is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Trump loyalist and political trickster Roger Stone was sentenced Wednesday in a case marked by an extraordinary move from Attorney General William Barr and tweets from the president. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Stone was convicted last year of witness tampering and lying to Congress. Federal prosecutors initially recommended he serve 7 to 9 years, but Attorney General William Barr backed off that amid complaints from President Trump, leading to four prosecutors quitting the case. Stone has denied doing anything wrong, calling the case politically motivated. He's the sixth Trump aide or advisor convicted on charges stemming from Bob Mueller's Russia probe. The president's blasted it as part of a witch hunt, and amid speculation he would eventually pardon Stone, told reporters this week he hasn't thought about it.
But I think he's been treated very unfairly.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Donald Trump later, after Stone was sentenced, expressed hope that he will get a new trial and be exonerated. We get more from VOA's Steve Herman.
The president, speaking in Las Vegas to former prison inmates reentering society, said he'll let the process play out for now, but at some point will decide whether to intervene using his presidential clemency powers.
I'm not going to do anything in terms of the great powers bestowed upon a president of the United States. I want the process to play out.
Trump added that he hopes a judge will agree with him that Stone deserves a new trial because one of the jurors allegedly posted anti-Trump material on social media. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Wall Street retreated from record levels Thursday, with all three major indices closing in negative territory. The Dow lost 0.44%. The S&P fell by 0.38. The Nasdaq dropped by 0.2%. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says it is encouraged by an apparent decline in the number of cases of the deadly coronavirus in China, but the UN Health Agency warns against complacency as the downward trend could change. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says there still is a window of opportunity to contain the outbreak, but warns that window may soon close.
WHO is doing everything we can to seize that window of opportunity, and we urge the international community to do the same.
The WHO is coordinating the global response in fighting the COVID-19 disease. Tedros says the WHO is focusing its efforts on strengthening fragile health systems in developing countries. He says the deadly virus must not be allowed to take root in vulnerable societies. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel has vowed to fight racism after a deadly mass shooting outside Frankfurt appears to have been racially motivated. We get more from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Angela Merkel says the Frankfurt shootings exposed the poison of racism in German society. She promises everything will be done to investigate the circumstances of these terrible murders and pledges to stand up against those who seek to divide the country. A witness ran over from a cafe after he heard the first shots, initially assuming there had been an altercation between family members. But when he heard the second shots, he thought it was a terror attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Nations says it is very alarmed about the safety and protection of more than 3 million civilians in Idlib and its surrounding areas in Syria. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of civilians are trapped between the warring parties. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Manbij.
We are here in a camp about 2 days' journey from Idlib, where families have fled. For many, it is the closest, relatively safe place to take shelter. But families here are still short on medicine, electricity, and other basic needs. Since December, 900,000 people have been displaced, and hundreds have died, including children that have frozen to death. Families here in this camp say they have been displaced 3, 4, or 5 times. Many of their friends and relatives, they say, are still trapped in the battle zone. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad hopes to declare victory over a multitude of warring parties in Idlib, but aid organizations say without an immediate ceasefire, the crisis will deepen. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Manbij, Syria.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.